Wystarczy, a ja powiem jak to jest. No i nie mógł pać, kiedy jest film.
Okay. Now, let us put our hands together. As
Pastor Tony
is coming.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. You bless us so much. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you for allowing us to see truth. To see Jesus. We're so blessed. We rest in you. We trust in you. We believe in you. Thank you for the release. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What I shared with you this morning is one of the greatest revelations the Holy Spirit's ever given me. When we understand who I am is, and how He sees us, and how He sees all of eternity at once. And everything Jesus did never comes to an end. It never finishes. It's always right now. Everything, every blessing, it's right now. So we just believe and receive. We just believe and receive. There is this scripture in Hebrews chapter 6. Woo! That's amazing. He's talking about the fundamentals of the faith. And he's saying, he gives a list of things that he say you should all be have these fundamentals in your life. And he says in chapter 6, verse 5, to those of you who have tasted the good word of God, and tasted the powers of the age to come. What's the next age? What is the next age that's coming? It's the millennial kingdom, the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on earth. The New Jerusalem is going to descend from heaven right on down to earth. And Jesus is going to sit on the throne on earth. On earth,
yes,
for 1,000 years. In scripture, all through scripture, it talks about what it's going to be like during that time. And he says, for those of us that have tasted of what's going to be common in the kingdom age. Tasting of the power that's going to be during that age. So I started going through scripture and looking for the scriptures that talk about what that's going to be like. Because he said, we should be able to taste of that now. If I found out all of the food that you like, and I had a big table up here, and I cooked all the food that you really like, and I put it on the table, everything you really like, I put it on the table, and I said, come taste. Would you sit there and just look at it? Oh, beautiful food. Oh, that food looks so good. Oh, it's so wonderful what you made.
Oh,
but is that tasting?
No.
Is that tasting? No. No. Tasting is getting up out of your seat, walking up here, seeing this food that was made just for you. Tasting, you must experience to taste. You cannot just sit and talk about it. You cannot just learn about the food. You must get up and taste it and experience it. Let it go down into your tummy.
Ooh,
so good. He says that we should be tasting of the power of the next age, the power of the thousand year ruling and reigning of Jesus.
Now,
what kind of power is that? I'm going to tell you some of the things I found in scripture that talk about that kingdom age. Number one, it says that all things that cause people to stumble will be removed. Everything that causes you to fall will be removed. Every temptation to draw you away from Christ will be removed. It says the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth. Like the waters cover the sea. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord, everyone will have knowledge of how glorious Jesus Christ is. And it says, all will know the Lord from the greatest to the least. And it says, Revelation 20 says that Satan will be chained and bound and put in the pit for 1,000 years.
Okay.
No demons can bother people. The devil's bound. No more temptation. Oh, you got to go punch him in the face. No more. That's what it's going to be like in that kingdom age. What is he saying? He's saying that we should be right now tasting, experiencing that power, that kind of unstoppable move of the Spirit of God. He's saying we should be tasting of that now. Okay. Now think about this. We know that God is a now God, right? He doesn't see the future as future. He sees it now. It's available now. With God, everything that's going to happen in the kingdom age is in the Holy Ghost right now. All of a sudden, I'm thinking about that, and it hit me.
Yes?
That means, because I'm a spirit man and I'm eternal, because with God, everything's available now. If I believe, I can take out of the future and bring it into today. Every one of us can take out of the kingdom age and bring it into today and release that power. Because it's all in the Holy Ghost right now. He's a forever now God. The future for him is now. The past for him is now. Everything is now with God. So he said, we can taste of that right now. We can experience that right now. If we believe, where demons can't do anything. You can shut them down with a word. Demon? You're not operating in him. Get out. In the Holy Ghost right now. You speak it. Here's the way it works. We were created in the image of God, right? Were we created in the image of God? God the Father has the thought. Jesus speaks the word, and the Holy Ghost manifests it. How did creation happen? The Father has the thought, Jesus speaks the word, and the Holy Spirit manifests it. How did the earth get created? The Father thinks it, Jesus speaks it, the Holy Spirit manifests it. It works the same for us. He puts it in your heart. You speak it. Because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus and your spirit have become one. When you speak, Jesus speaks. The Father puts it in your heart. Puts a desire in your heart. You speak it. And the Spirit of God releases it. So right now, you can begin taking out of future and bringing it into now. You can take out of the power of the age to come and bring it into now. You will get desires put in your heart that are bigger than what you can do. That your mind will not understand how you can do this. But God puts it in your heart because He wants you to speak it. Believe it and speak it. So the Holy Spirit can manifest it. Amina.
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 Amen.
Oh. I'm reading the scriptures. I get to Isaiah 55:5. And it says that God's going to give you, whoever's reading this, give you the nations. And the nations will come to you. And I read that. And in my heart, I felt God is speaking that to me. He's going to give me the nations? This is before I went anywhere. I never left America. I'm still there. I didn't know I was going to be a missionary. I said, Lord, that's your word. It's your word, and you're speaking to me. When I read the word, He's talking to me. When you read the word, He's talking to you. It's for you. He's speaking to you. So I said, I received that. I'm going to the nations. I spoke it. I released it. The Spirit of God saw faith. One nation, two nations, three nations, four nations, five nations, six nations, 15 nations, 20 nations contacting me. Please come. Out and in. Out of the kingdom age into today. Out and in. There will be no lack for anyone in the kingdom age. You find lack for yourself? Come on, taste. Take a taste of what's available in the kingdom. I believe, Lord, right now, it's real in you, Holy Spirit, right now. It's for me today, right now, today. I release the provision in Jesus' name. He set the table with something on it for every one of you that you love. That in your heart, what you would love to do, love to experience. He set the table for you. For you to taste. For you to experience. Puts it on your heart. And you release the words. The Spirit of God. He takes of the power of the age to come that will be with for everyone. But now you can taste of it now.
Hey, tokoba mbonda amani agonda agafuna. Gafune buti obite munkola.
Wow. Hallelujah. Okay, because time is not relevant to God. He's an eternal God.
Now are you ready
for this? I'm going to tell you some of the things available to you. I go on mission.
Yes.
I go on a mission. There's someone standing in front of me that I'm going to pray for. And the person says to me,
yes,
I say, what do you need prayer for? And the person says, well, you're supposed to be a man of God. You tell me what I need. I said, oh. Okay. All of a sudden, it says in Job, God takes you into a dream. He takes you somewhere in a dream. And then he closes up that dream so you can't remember it. Until the moment that you need to remember it. For us, our life is beginning and an end. For God, He sees all of our life all at once. God sees all of our life right now. Because time doesn't matter to Him. He can take your spirit from today and put your spirit in another day to experience something that for us is future, but God is right now. And then puts you back until that day comes, then you remember. So this lady says to me, you tell me what's wrong with me. All of a sudden, I remember a dream that I had. Where this lady, I didn't know who she was. This lady standing there, and she had bad kidneys. And all of a sudden, he reminded me of that dream. But he took my spirit there because for God, time doesn't matter. The future is today. And he showed me things to come because it's not to come for him, only for me. So I'm standing there and I remember the dream. And I say to the lady, you have kidney problems. She said, huh? How did you know? No one knows. I said, God showed me. She said, that's right. And I said, it's healed. She said, my God, the pain's all gone, the swelling's all gone, my God. Tasting of the power of the age to come right now. Because we know that God's a now God. All the future is now for God. He can show you things in the future. through a vision, through a dream, by speaking it to you. If you don't think God does that, you won't see it. If you think, well, maybe I don't have that gift, you have the Holy Spirit. You have the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You don't need any more than Him. He's everything you need. Amen?
Amen.
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 Taste. Just taste. What do you need to do? All you need to do is believe. I believe you're going to show me things. I believe you're going to open my eyes to see things that are yet to come. I believe when I'm reading the words, you're going to speak to me. And then you declare it. You speak it. And know that it's Jesus speaking. And in the Spirit of God releases it. Amen.
Amen.
I can't tell you how He'll do that for you, but I can tell you He will. Do you know? The only way you're going to know what your spirit is like is through the Word. James says it's like looking in a mirror. James says it's like looking in a mirror. He said, if you look in a mirror and you see yourself and you turn away and you forget what you look like, then that's like somebody that reads the Word and forgets what they look like. The only way to know your spirit is through the Word. Okay, what if I were to say to you?
Yes?
What if I were to say to you? Are you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy? Okay, what if you told me? What if you told me this? Well, wait a minute, Tony. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask God if I'm happy. Would you do that? No, because you know if you're happy, right? You know that, right? Okay, because your soul feels. But if I told you, what is your spirit like? If you tried to feel what your spirit was like, you couldn't feel it. You got to look in the Word. Right?
Yes.
The Word says that as He is, so is your spirit.
And
says, just the way Jesus is right now, that's the way your spirit is. People look for the anointing. Oh, I want the anointing. I need the anointing. Oh, somebody pray for me. Give me your anointing. Oh, give me your anointing. Give me your anointing. looking for the anointing. But it says in 1 John that you already have the anointing. Where? Where is it? in your spirit. You have the same anointing as Jesus in your spirit. That's what the Word says. So we read the Word. And we say, where He says, you are anointed. I have anointed you. He says, I've anointed you. You don't even need anybody to teach you, because the anointing is so real in you. So what do? You read that and you say what? Thank you, I receive it. Thank you, I receive it. He tells you your spirit is anointed. You know, when I was a young Christian, people would tell me, come on, come with me to a meeting. There's a man of God there. We'll get him to pray for us and we'll get his anointing. Oh, come with me. I said, okay. So I go to the meeting with him. He preaches some message. I don't know what he's saying. Then he says, everybody come up here for prayer. Everybody line up. We line up. I get in line. He's going down the line and praying for people. He's going. He's pushing them to the floor. Boom. 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 And I'm watching him do this. I'm like, he's getting close to me. And I'm like, he gets to me, he puts his hand. Jesus. He goes down the line. He's pushing everyone to the floor. So I look, everybody's down. I'm the only one standing. I look at the people on the floor. They're laying there. I'm like, what is this? Okay, all new people come up. A whole new line. I'm still standing there. He goes down the line again. He's getting close to me. He gets to me. I'm the only one standing. Alright, the third time. Coming down, pushing everybody on the floor. He gets to me. He looks at me. He says, I already prayed for you. What do you want? I said, I want your anointing. I don't want your push. I want the anointing. I don't want your push. So he does, he says, receive it! I left out of there. I left that place. And I said, God, I don't understand. I don't understand all of this. This is crazy. He's pushing all these people down. And he's screaming, in Jesus' name! In Jesus' name! In Jesus' name!
They bring inferiority in you, fear. and you fall down.
I said, I don't understand, God. I look at the people on the floor. If there was something wrong with them, why didn't he get down there and talk to them and say, what's happening? And stay and pray with them to get them healed. I said, Jesus, that's not you. You don't work like that, Jesus. Jesus, you love people. You love people. You care for people. Your Bible's just like my Bible. It doesn't say Jesus went about pushing people to the ground. It's not in my Bible. It doesn't say Jesus screamed at the demons. It doesn't say that. It says Jesus healed them with a word. Jesus loved them. Jesus set them free. Like this, like we're talking right now. I said, where does this come from? Where does this come from? Why do people think they have to get the anointing from another person? And the Holy Spirit said to me, let me teach you. I sat down and he said to me, turn to 1 John chapter 2.
Yes, 1 Corinthians. 1 John.
Verse 27 says, but the anointing which you have already received. From him, from Jesus, we get the anointing from Jesus. Every single believer gets the same anointing.
Let me explain to them.
Okay. And he says, this anointing that you have already received from him abides in you. That means the anointing remains in you. The anointing is the Holy Ghost. The anointing is not a power, it's a person. The anointing is the Spirit of Jesus Christ living in you. And he said, he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us. So every time you put your hands on someone, what's happening? The Holy Spirit, the anointing. Every time. If you believe, you have the anointing. It's the Holy Spirit. Just put your hands on someone. Just put your hand on someone right now. Everybody put your hand. Everybody put your hand on someone. Everybody put your hand on someone. Okay. Now just say, I release the Holy Spirit. I release life. I release life. Right now, I release the life of Jesus. What's happening? Automatic. It's automatic. He just flows. You just believe. You just believe. You just believe. It's automatic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Most of us are
okay. Yes.
Jesus.
So God sees the anointing in the Holy Spirit right now.
Katonda ari kubona omoyo mutukubu na amani ngagali muiwe boti.
You don't have to go get it. You don't have to have someone pray for you for the anointing. Have you heard this? Oh, if you give money, then we'll pray for you to be blessed with the anointing. That's religion. That's religion. That's a lie. We were at a crusade in Liberia, and we knew there was something wrong with the pastor. Before we got up to give the word, he stands up there and he tells the people, I'm passing the offering basket. If you need healing, put the money in. You put little in, you get little healing. You put lots of money in, you get all the healing. And we're standing there listening to him say that.
It's like,
he's crazy. Three times. Passed the offering basket, brought it back, he counted the money. He came back out again. He said, you didn't give enough money. I'm passing it again because you're not going to get healing. Whoa! He did that three times. Oh! So then he said, okay, I give you the service. He handed the service over to us. We said, okay, thank you very much. Give me the offering basket. Said, what? Where's the offering basket? The offering basket? And we stood out in front of the people and we said this. How many of you gave all the money you had so you could get healed? Hands everywhere. People that gave all the money they had so they could receive healing. We said, we want you to know, you've been lied to today. The pastor's back there going, Jesus paid for your healing. Jesus paid for your healing. All you do is believe and receive. You just believe and receive. So here's what we did. We said, we want all of you who need money for groceries to come up here and take it out. All of you who need money for groceries, you come take it. The people got up, they came. Until it was all gone. And then we said, stand up, those who need healing. Everybody standing. Lift your hands up. Receive what Jesus Christ has already paid for you to have. Come on. Give thanks to Him right now. And then we said, okay, check it, check it. If you had pain here, move it. If you couldn't walk, start walking. If you were blind, start looking around. Now tell us who just got healed. Every single person in that place received healing. You have the anointing. You have everything you need. You see somebody sick? Excuse me. I have something that can help you. Can I pray for you? Okay. In the name of Jesus, sickness go.
Jesus wanted it. Don't sing him.
Jesus said,
yes, we are.
Disciples asked Jesus, Jesus, how do we do this stuff you do? What did he say? Well, you've got to study the scriptures. Is that what he said? Did he say this? Oh, you must be in church every single week. Is that what he said? What did he say? Only believe. Don't let anybody tell you. Don't let the devil lie to you. You pray. And I have people tell me, yeah, but you know, if I've got some sin in my life, give thanks. Because the anointing is not dependent upon you. The anointing is dependent upon him who is the anointing.
And amafuta agali kuiwera agali moye gabamu iwe.
Amen.
Jesus needs your hands.
Yes, yet adami konojo.
I've had people go on mission trips with me.
Yes.
I've had them go on mission trips with me. And they come to me and they say this. I don't think I can go, Tony. I say, why? I've got some things in my life that I haven't overcome. I don't like it, but I haven't been able to get rid of it. And God's not going to use me. I said, you come on the trip. Just the way you are, you come. Are you sure? You come. It comes time for prayer. I take that person. So you stand right here next to me. Said, anybody blind? Give me a blind person. Give me somebody deaf. So a blind person comes up, standing in front of this man who's got sin in his life. And he doesn't think God's going to use him. Now put your hands on their eyes. And just say this. In the name of Jesus. It's not in our name. I don't pray in the name of Tony. No. In the name of Jesus. I command these eyes to open. God already sees them open. I'm just speaking what God sees. Jesus already paid for the eyes to be open.
Okay.
I said, I do that. He does it. So take your hand off. I ask him to look around. I can see! I can see! And I'm looking at this man. And he's going like this. What happened? God loves me so much. But I'm not even right with God. I've got sin in my life, and God still opened blind eyes through me. After the meeting, that man comes to me and he says this. He's crying. He said, I don't want any sin in my life ever again. I just want to love Jesus. I want to be able to pray for people. All of my life, this is what I want. This is what I want. He said, I repent no more, God. What did I do? Did I preach to him? Did I tell him, oh, you're a terrible sinner, you can't pray? What did I do? I said, you have the anointing. He said, I'm a sinner. I said, no. You have the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Do you know what that means? He's saying, before you were ever born, God declared your name. God spoke your name into the spiritual realm.
And
he says, my daughter, I bless her with every spiritual blessing. That means that he says everything good he can possibly say about you. Our Heavenly Father says everything good he could possibly say about you and releases it into the spirit realm. Hallelujah! All right, look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. For all the promises of God, all the promises, every promise in the book, all the promises, Old Covenant, New Covenant, doesn't matter. All the promises.
Okay?
He says, for all the promises of God in Him. Okay? All the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. God says, all the promises, every single one of them, for you, God says, for you, I say yes and amen. Every promise for you, I say they are yes and they are amen. We say, but God, is this promise for me? He says, whatever promise you find. Here's my answer. God says, for you, my promises are yes and amen. Amen means thus shall it be for you. Every promise. You know what that means? When you read a promise, it says if you will do this, God will do this. Jesus took care of the doing part. Jesus took care of the doing part. So as soon as you see the promise, it's for you. God says, yes and amen. He said, why? To the glory of God. And verse 21 says, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. He's already anointed you. He's also sealed you with the Holy Spirit. One more scripture I want to look at. 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 6. 17.
17.
But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Your spirit and the spirit of Jesus Christ, when you were born again, you were joined. That means the same. Atom for atom, molecule for molecule, identical. How many of you drink tea? You drink chai. How many put sugar in it?
Yes.
You put sugar in it? Sugar. You put sugar in your tea.
Okay.
You put sugar in it? Yeah? Okay, when you put the sugar in it, stir it up. Can you get the sugar back out? Why? Because the sugars become one. What you just did was you took two different things. It's not tea and sugar anymore. Now it's sweetened tea. Now it's a new creation.
Yes, it is now called the child.
Now it's a new creation. It's not sugar and tea anymore. Now it's chai. God took your spirit and the Holy Spirit, and he joins you together. Never to be separate again. Can never be separated. Never. Nothing can separate you. You are a new creation. You are a new creation. Not what you were before. You're a totally new creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the new creation that prays. It's a new creation that blesses people. It's the new creation that releases healing. It's you and the Holy Spirit. You'll never be alone again. You'll never be alone again. Never. Hallelujah. 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 So when you pray for people, it's not you. It's him. I bless you. I release the blessing of the Lord. I release healing. In the name of Jesus, I bless you.
bakute bulamuna toba kukatele batamu abale ne
okay
aboluganda tufune mu eto kwega omusaza kyali kwogera kwali kobandi amani gonya tigabone bwaku toli gabona kwaya ato gayina kikole na kuikiriza otakobo timalachi bonaku katunda kajapo
The same thing will happen every time. Every time. Can you see it? Every time. So you have a Muslim person. And you're talking to them. They do not want to hear you preach. They don't want to hear you preach. But they're all sick. So when you put your hand on them, in Jesus' name, I just go to shake their hand. I'm releasing. I bless you. Oh, that happens to me all the time. I see people on the street, I shake their hands, I say, I bless you. I'm not even praying for anything. They'll call me up the next day and they'll say, Tony, what happened to me? I said, what? I had a really bad back. After I saw you, I was walking away, and there's no more pain. What happened? I said, that was Jesus. He flowed from me into you. He healed you. What? What? You want to know about him? Yes. Yeah. Every time you put your hand on someone, does it make any difference what condition you are in? It's not about you, it's about him who's living in you. Amen. Okay. Okay.
Thanks.
And bless you, Lord. Now, you know, I don't tell people go and do. I tell them go and believe. Go and believe. Believe you're a daughter of God. Believe you have the same anointing as Jesus. Believe he who's in you is going to heal the sick. You believe. You're going to touch people and demons are going to come off of them. You just believe. Don't go do anything. Just believe. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for blessing us.
Amen.
God does.
Amen.
Has
Amen.
Done good for us. God bless you.
Amen.
That's just too easy.
Yeah. Don't go do anything.
Oh, maybe something to do.
Yeah.